Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman has been making the rounds of the 2nd Congressional District since Congress went into recess, and he'll be in Eureka today to host a town hall meeting regarding postal service and postal operations in the region. The meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building from 4 until 5:30 this evening, and Huffman wants feedback from residents about plans to close the mail processing center. Huffman opposes the plan and notified the postmaster in July of his opposition, saying that it will cost jobs, disruption of mail service, and harm local economies. Contact Congressman Huffman's office for more information. Eureka police arrested 59-year-old Eureka resident David Mako on Thursday afternoon after connecting him to at least two attempted burglaries. The first incident was reported on Wednesday morning after a resident reported that someone was trying to force their way into the house in the 3300 block of Gross Street. Officers searched the area but were unable to locate a suspect. On Thursday, officers responded to another house on Gross Street after a woman was heard screaming. She told the officer she saw Mako in her garage, and he then fled the scene after a short verbal confrontation. Mako was found in an alley near the house, and he was arrested and booked for burglary and probation violations. Sheriff's deputies served search warrants at three properties on Wednesday, and when all was said and done, they had confiscated more than 2,600 marijuana plants, 360 pounds of processed bud, $23,000 in cash, firearms, magazines, body armor, and evidence of marijuana sales. The warrants were served at a property near Bridgeville on Highway 36. Two men from Fresno were detained and interviewed and then released at the scene. Arrest warrants will be issued in their names. Deputies then searched a residence in the 1600 block of Tompkins Hill Road in Eureka, where the firearms, the cash, and evidence of sales were located, but there was no one at the residence, and the owner is being searched for. Deputies then searched a property on Price Creek Road in Ferndale and found more of the marijuana plants and arrested 32-year-old Douglas Chez, who owned the property. Chez and anyone else arrested in connection with the sites will face cultivation, possession, possession for sale, and firearm charges. The countywide anti-DUI task force, comprised of eight local law enforcement agencies and the CHP, will be back out on local roads this weekend to continue the focus on removing impaired drivers from local roads as we head toward Labor Day. In Fortuna, a DUI checkpoint will be conducted somewhere within city limits on Saturday night, beginning at 6 o'clock. Drivers will be checked for driver's license, insurance, and signs of impairment. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is looking for a stolen all-terrain vehicle, their own. The ATV was stolen from the sheriff's office, Ronerville Farm in Fortuna this week. The Yamaha Rhino is camouflage. Somebody cut the lock to a shed to steal the ATV sometime from Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Smoke jumpers from Redding have been deployed to Del Norte County near Gaski after a small fire was reported on Thursday. It's been named the Bear Fire, and so far it's a small blaze of about an acre, but it's burning in a remote and heavily wooded area. Airplanes have boxed the fire with retardant, and the smoke jumpers were deployed to the ground to work on containment. Two helicopters have been called in as well. Due to the nature of the terrain, no engine companies or water tenders have been deployed. It's believed the fire was caused by lightning. An unhealthy air quality advisory has been issued by the Air Quality Management District for Willow Creek, Hoopa, Garberville, Wichpeck, and Orleans as smoke from the July fire near Happy Camp affects the area. The July complex of fires, comprised of more than 20 separate fires, has burned more than 34,000 acres and grew rapidly this week as the fires jumped contingency lines and spread. Lightning from thunderstorms on Monday started the blazes. While hundreds of local tribal members are making their voices heard in Sacramento about a federal decision to not release water into the Trinity River, the County Department of Health has issued a warning to residents that blue-green algae has now bloomed on the Trinity, the Van Dusen, the South Fork of the Eel, and the Mad River. Low flows and warm temperatures are the perfect medium for the algae. Visitors to local rivers are being warned to use caution, particularly with dogs and young children, because the toxins in blue-green algae can be deadly if ingested. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.